Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today being Sunday, great holiday, and we heard the gospel where the Father brings his Son over to the Lord, or actually approaches him without the Son first, and they said that, can you help me, my Son is being possessed and is suffering so much at the time of full moon. He goes and throws himself in the fire and in the water, obviously trying to commit suicide because of the filthy demons. And father said that, I brought my son to the disciples, but your disciples couldn't do anything for him. So the Lord had said, bring him to me. And when they brought this, he brought the son, he immediately told the demons to depart, and the demons had departed immediately. And when the disciples saw the Lord again, and they asked, how come we couldn't cast out the demon? And the Lord says that, well, because of lack of faith. And if you had the faith of a little grain, then you can move mountains. You can do anything that you want by faith. But, he says, but this type is being cast out only through fasting and prayers, my beloved. Well, this type is the one that attaches himself to our pride. And because don't forget, pride is the beginning of the Satan. He was the highest of all the angels, and then he become proud, and he thought that he doesn't need God anymore. He can rule all the heavens all by himself. And so the pride caused him to become the devil. And if we have the pride, and the enemy enters into our heart, and he enters into our heart, because God says he resists the proud, and he will give the Holy Spirit to those who are humble. So when the enemy enters our heart and he starts to teach us and try to get us to start to do all kinds of sins, and ties us up with all kinds of passions and all kinds of terrible things, so that we will go against the Lord. And of course we don't think of the Lord at all then. All we do is we're just filled with the pride, and we think we can do everything on our own, and we don't really need God, because we feel that we are all can do everything on ourselves. And this is the satanic pride. So my beloved, we have to realize that, and we have to fight the pride. And the pride can be fought only through obedience to the Lord and the church. And what is the obedience? Well, of course, the Lord had given us to say prayers and to fast. He gave us an example of fasting for 40 days. He hasn't eaten anything or drank anything himself. And so that many saints, they followed his example. And my beloved, we're now approaching again a fasting period. It's not too long, but it's a fasting of the Domitian. It's a very strict fast. And I really pray to God that God will give us the strength to be able to fulfill the commandments of the church, and to cut out on our pride, and to be able to humbly accept the rules of the church, and can conquer this way the enemy, so that the enemy won't make a fools out of us. Today, of course, we're also celebrating a great saint. It was a great saint, great martyr and healer, Saint Panteleimon. He has been born of a Christian mother, and the father was a pagan, and he was a very handsome young man, and the mother had died, but she tried to bring him to Christianity, but she died early, and he was left with the father, and the father was really to coax him to become the pagan. And then he sent him to one of the most famous doctors of that time, so he can be tutored and taught to be a doctor. And when the doctor saw him, he was so impressed on his statue that he took him to the emperor, and the emperor saw him and said, "Oh, I want him. You teach him to be a doctor, and I'll have him here. He is going to be doctoring here in my castle." And so the young man was going and being taught by the doctor. And as he was going to the doctor, he was passing by a house in which lived a future martyr and a priest, Yermolai, which he had then saw him passing by him every day for the school and for the doctor. And he came out once and he called him and he talked to him, asked him about the faith. And Saint Panteleimon told him that his mother was a Christian, but he is a pagan. And so Saint Yermolai was explaining to him about Christianity, and he started to touch his heart. And one day when he was going away from the teacher, future saint martyr Yermolai, he passed on the road and saw a child being on the road and bit by a terrible snake and killed by the snake. He cried out with all his might. He looked at the heavens and said, "No, Jesus Christ, if you're really real and so on, then please resurrect this child and I will believe you with all my heart." And that's what he did. And he, with a prayer, don't forget, he wasn't even baptized, he wasn't Christian yet, but by the faith that he had, the child was resurrected and the snake had died. And that really, he accepted then Jesus Christ and become baptized. And then instead of healing everybody with all kinds of medicine and things, he was healing everybody through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he couldn't get his father to become a Christian. And what happened is that he started to make a little fun of the idols that were all around his house. He was living with his father. But his father wasn't responding. And then one day there was a knock at the door. And to the door came a blind man. And he came and he begged Saint Panteleimon if he could help him. He says, "I went to all kinds of doctors and even his teacher, the most famous doctor of all, and he had spent all his wealth on the doctors. Nobody could help him." And Saint Panteleimon did know that his father just came into the room standing in the back, and he looked at him and he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed." And he blessed his eyes and he started to see. And it was a wonderful experience. And the father, when he saw that miracle, he also believed and he's become a Christian and got baptized. But then after he had done so many good, he never charged for the healings. And then one day the doctors, they got so jealous of him because they saw that he was healing those sicknesses they couldn't do anything about. And so they had then found out that he was a Christian, and they have told on him to the emperor, and the emperor ordered him to be brought before him in the court. And he was then tortured with all kinds of terrible tortures. And he had endured everything. And my beloved, then finally he was beheaded. Of course, Saint Panteleimon continues to live in the kingdom of heaven and is willing to help you and me and everybody with mostly this, with any kind of sickness, and of course, mostly a spiritual sickness, but we have to believe. We have to believe in eternal life. We have to live according to the gospel. We have to love the Lord, and we have to want to be in the kingdom of heaven. This is what it's all about. This life is very temporary, and we all live it through so quickly it passes by us. We were just as if not long ago we were little babies, and then we become teenagers and finally grown people and so on. And finally some of us are now getting old and dilapidated and we're waiting for the Lord to come and to pick us up, to bring us into the kingdom of heaven. And what a great joy it is to know that the Lord is going to bring us into the kingdom of heaven. But that's only in the condition that you and me love the Lord, and if we want to serve Him, and we will obey Him. Because if we love the Lord, we will obey His commandments and live according to the gospel. May God bless you all and give you the strength and the faith to kick out the enemy out of your heart. Because our blessed Metropolitan Vitali once said in the sermon that we cannot pray until we first kick out the demons out of our heart. Because of our pride, the demon gets in there, and then he keeps our heart cold, and we really can't cry out to the Lord with all the heart, and we can't even walk into the church and feel the grace of God. And looking at the icons, we don't feel the love, we feel coldness. It is all because of action of the demons. So as Metropolitan said, we have to first learn to kick out the demons out our hearts. And the demons of course wants us to be with them and not with the Lord, because they know that the Lord had created the man and expects the man to take over the place of the fallen angels. My beloved, let's be serious about our salvation and life after death, and live according to the gospel, and love one another, and try to live again with a great love, and we have a great gratitude to the Lord for what He did for us, and always try to prove our love to the Lord by loving each other. Amen. God bless you.